Why have you decided to call for this type of federal policy instead of, say, asking the federal government to, temporarily reduce the carbon tax as Premier Higgs has asked for?
We know that the people are paying about $40 more, to fill up their tank at the gas pumps right now. And about $1 of that's going to the carbon tax, whereas about $60 is going to, the Irving oil refinery, for example. So if we're really trying to target where the money's going and what would actually help people, this would help people. And we already know as well that the federal government has said no, they don't want to address, they don't want to change an environmental policy. So let's go after something that could make a bigger impact, that would bring some fairness to the situation, and would help New Brunswickers. So we, David Kuhn, leader of the Greens, he called on Premier Higgs last week in question period to join him in calling on Prime Minister Trudeau to do this. And Minister Holland of NRED, energy responsible for energy, stood up and said, seemed to say they weren't really looking at it. But I would argue that they should. And it would be great to for Higgs to bring this to the First Minister's meeting in July, and for this to be brought in. And it would help New Brunswickers, and really address again these windfall profits. There's record-breaking, in the billions of dollars profits that these oil and gas companies are seeing, and it's such a stark contrast with how most people are experiencing things right now. And so we need to stop funneling this money to the top and just making the rich richer. We need to have some fairness in our system.
Now, a number of oil and gas companies would be affected, but I'm wondering, in terms of the Irvings here in New Brunswick, the Irvings are, somewhat famous for avoiding taxes. So, is this something that does the federal government have the ability to actually impose this windfall tax on the Irvings?
This is a really important issue for New Brunswick. So the Irvings have notoriously kept whatever they can, hidden from public view in terms of, their profits, where they go, and kept, taken their profits offshore. And what that means is that when you when we look at our roads and we'd like them to be paved and maintained, and we'd like to be able to pay nurses and teachers and have, good health care and education and have the resources we need in our community. What that means is Irvings and other companies and individuals who take their money and put them in tax havens and offshore accounts, who avoid or evade taxes, that means that they're taking their money out of our system, and they're not contributing to the important public services and to the common good that everyone else is contributing to. But they're still using our infrastructure. They're still driving their trucks on the roads. And so it's really important that we address this. And unfortunately, we haven't seen much political will from the Higgs government, or from and we need to see more from the federal government to be able to address this issue of the billions of dollars that is leaving our economy and just making the rich richer. In terms of being able to address this, yeah, there are other companies, whether it's Suncor, who had almost $3 billion in one quarter, so they quadrupled last year's results of $800 million. These other companies that have more public reporting, we need to have a system where we can properly tax the Irvings, frankly. And what we see is they're just getting tax breaks and millions of dollars in handouts from governments. And when they're taking their millions and billions and taking them elsewhere and just hoarding that money, it's really just fundamentally unfair. Anyone looking at the system would see that very clearly. And so getting a windfall profit tax is a way to start to get at that, and it's there's a lot more work to be done. We need public beneficial owner registries, which is basically a public way to show who owns and who profits from companies, for example. So there are these, you know, more technical, you know, financial issues and tax haven, you know, ways to address tax havens and things like that, that need to be done. But in the short term, we could tax these, you know, ludicrous billions of dollars in profits and make sure that the people who can't afford to put food on the table, who are having trouble filling up their gas tanks, who are going to, you know, struggle to pay for cooling their home in the summer and then heating it when it gets cold again, you know, that is really, we need fairness for them, because in our current system, we don't have that. So we need to fight for fairness and transparency and fight to actually address the affordability crisis, because so far we have not seen that from our either our provincial government. They have not done enough, and federally as well.
To that point, you're interested in, I mean, in seeing this tax happen. What would happen with that revenue? What do you see as the ideal situation there?
And so, excuse me, we're calling on the feds to do this, because it would fall under the CRA. And what could be done is the money could be redistributed to Canadians. And for example, they could use the HST rebate system, and, you know, have some sort of rebate check that goes out to help people who need it. And, you know, so many people have been impacted. And what's important is that, you know, we're seeing this increase in the gas prices at the pumps, and it's due to the higher profit margins for oil and gas companies. So how do we make sure that we're putting money in the hands of people who need to go buy groceries, who need to pay for essentials? And there's other things we could do and should do. For example, you know, PEI is leading the way on some things, giving free heat pumps to people with an income under a certain threshold, so that their heating costs are going to go down and they'll have more efficient use of energy. E-bike and bicycle rebates, those are just a few examples. We could do so much more if there was the political will. And but this is a way to get money in people's hands to be able to pay for what they need. Because what it means when people don't have enough to get by, it means they're deciding, can I afford my prescription, or can I afford to pay the electricity bill, or to put food on the table? You know, we're seeing an upsurge in demand for food banks and other things like that. We need to do something, and we know where the money's going. So let's take some of that and make sure it's going to the people who really need it.
That was Memram Cook-Tanchamar, MLA, Megan Mitten.